Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Attention, farmers, ranchers, investors, and developers. Williams & Williams Auctioneers will be auctioning approximately 471 acres of prime land south of Oklahoma City near Purcell on December 1st. This will be offered in 9 parcels, ranging from 15 acres to 68. Buy one or buy all. The nominal opening bid is $500 per acre. Bid live or online. Visit WilliamsAuction.com for all the details or call 1-800-801-8003.
Welcome back, everybody. Everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And let's start with the bad news first, Tom. Talk about these livestock futures. Cattle futures limit down yesterday again.
Well, Dave, you got it right. It was bad news. We opened the cattle market lower. It did not take much time. We were limit down and pretty much held limit throughout the session, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. Mainly what we saw take place was more negative action from the technicals. And from the fact that we did not have anything positive out there to support the market, but we didn't have anything fresh news to push the market lower, and the market just fell without anything trying to stop it all the way down yesterday, and it held there. Now, we saw, as far as the outside news, 111,000 head of cattle were slaughtered. Choice box beef was up 79 cents, select down 56. We saw a movement of 150 loads out there. The cash feeder index was down $1.05. We saw that the hog market was down yesterday, but it did not collapse like the cattle. It was just a situation which was a little hard to explain. But keep in mind, the charts are negative. So that makes it a little harder to keep the markets holding to the upside. We could make new contract lows today because we do have expanded limits today in live cattle and feeder cattle. As I said, the hogs also closed lower. December live cattle were down to $3 limit. Jan feeders down to $4.50 limit. And December lean hogs down to $1.27.
We'll check the grains right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, we've talked about livestock, and it appears the grains didn't want to be left out yesterday either. The wheat and the corn really had rough days as well.
That's exactly right, Dave, and the wheat market led the downside in our grain and soy complexes, trading and closing negative yesterday. Now, we also saw yesterday, after the markets closed, Egypt tendered for wheat. We have not seen anything take place yet this morning, but we expect that later on today. Now, we also, at 11 o'clock this morning, we'll have our monthly USDA supply and demand report, as expected to show larger corn and soybean production and yields than what we saw in the report last month. Now, we've also got the corn harvest, 93% complete, soybean harvest, 95% complete. The winter wheat is 92% planted. 80% of it has emerged. The winter wheat, good to excellent rating across the country, improved by 2 points to 51%. Kansas is now 46%. It improved by 1. Oklahoma also 46%, improved by 8 points. And Texas at 47%, good to excellent, improved by 4 points. Trading overnight has been on the mixed side. At the moment, December KC wheat, 0.75 cents higher. December corn down 1¼ cents. January soybeans, 2 cents lower. December cotton's up 16 points. December crude oil trading 50 cents higher. December dollar index is up 29.5 cents. And December Dow Jones futures 20 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.